Exclusive: Colin Schmidt, Sean Patrick Maloney sold out the people of Hudson Valley. By Jacob Bliss on April 11, 2021. Colin Schmidt, a Republican representing the 99th District of the New York State Assembly, told Breitbart News Saturday that Representative Sean Patrick Maloney, DNY, sold out the people of Hudson Valley for political gain. Schmidt announced this past week that he will run against Maloney in the upcoming midterm elections. Host Matthew Boyle noted Maloney is currently as the chairman of the Democrats' campaign arm, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, DCCC. The DCCC is in charge of getting Democrats elected across the country, and Maloney as chair has been tasked by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, to make this happen. Maloney is also trying to pad Pelosi's majority in the midterms. Currently, the Democrats have a slim majority. Republicans need 5 seats to win back the House. Boyle also mentioned Maloney's 18th congressional district has 1% more registered Republicans than Democrats. Boyle asked Schmidt to explain why some as left-wing as Maloney even got elected in the first place. Schmidt said he grew up in the Hudson Valley, which is within the district. I spent my entire life here in the Hudson Valley, beautiful Hudson Valley, New York. I'm a member of the Army National Guard, a sergeant assigned and activated for duty right here in the Hudson Valley. And I'm a state assemblyman who has represented a good chunk of the Hudson Valley, he explained. Currently, Schmidt is his second term as an elected official in New York. I've been elected with overwhelming bipartisan support. And it's because I have a proven track record in Albany of representing our Hudson Valley values and delivering on them, and doing so in a bipartisan fashion. We don't need to divide each other more, Schmidt said. We need to work together for the values that we support here in the Hudson Valley for homes. We're home to too many firemen and cops and veterans and first responder community. Probably one of the largest, if not largest in the nation. Here in the Hudson Valley. Sean Patrick Maloney, as you pointed out, he sold us out, Schmidt said. Maloney claimed to be bipartisan but has gone to D.C. and voted with Nancy Pelosi, 100% of the time. Schmidt said being loyal to Pelosi has paid off for Maloney. Pelosi named him the campaign chair for the Democrat campaign committee to keep her in power and to keep the slim Democratic majority went even further. I guess so, we're the land of firemen and cops are first responders, sick. Maloney only sold us out again to the radical left by hiring vehemently anti-law enforcement senior advisors at the DCCC, the Republicans said. Schmidt went on to talk about the people with whom Maloney has surrounded himself. His advisors have said horrendous things, Schmidt said. Maloney's advisors have used their social media to post various things like, "We need to burn every police precinct in the country to the ground." The advisors have also said, "Looting is an acceptable form of protest." Over the summer of 2020, there were 500 NYPD officers that were injured during the riot, and Schmidt said a lot of those officers live in their district. Maloney sold us out to the radical left the end of the day, Schmidt said. Boyle noted the DCCC advisor, in a now-deleted tweet, said if the cops kill me, burn every cop precinct to the ground. Boyle mentioned the woman still works at the DCCC, and Maloney knew who this woman was before hiring her. Boyle mentioned another person Maloney hired was the trigger man for a gang called Original Gangers Killers and has gone to prison for killing someone in addition to calling police white supremacists in the past. Schmidt said because of all the issues revolving around Maloney, there has been a lot of encouragement for him to run. The Republican said there was one specific moment that got him and his family to say, "Yes, we need to do this. We need to do this for our community." It was the outpouring from law enforcement organizations from active and retired first responder families, who were disgusted to see that Sean Patrick Maloney has decided to turn his back on the law enforcement. "We are very proud of our local law enforcement. We support our local law enforcement in this community. And you would first people notice that he failed to show up at a single pro-police or a pro-law enforcement, or for a pro-first responder rally throughout all of last year," he explained. "The people in the district noticed in the beginning. Then it was cemented when he made these terrible decisions to hire people who would say, 'Burn every police precinct in the nation to the ground,' that completely unacceptable." Schmidt then reiterated, The district is home to some of the largest law enforcement groups, active or retired. They have been reaching out to Schmidt in disgust. Schmidt said this has really affected the people in the district, and it has been an earthquake the more people hear about it. This is why Schmidt is calling for change, and he believes he can offer the much-needed change. Since he said, "I'm a person who wears the uniform myself." Besides having family members who are cops locally and who have you been first responders. Maloney is not what the Hudson Valley is about. This is not our values, Schmidt said. Our congressman has abandoned us, he sold us out. And I said before we deserve a congressman. Not a Democrat campaign chairman, not somebody who votes 100% of the time. With Nancy Pelosi and whose sole job now isn't to worry about the farmers in Orange County. Isn't to worry about the commuters in Putnam County, the taxpayers in Westchester County. No, his priority is to divide this country to go to every single state of this nation and divide us politically for political gain. That's unacceptable. That's not somebody who represents a really a middle of the road. Your family value or district that we have here right, he explained. Boyle said 2 months into the Biden administration. The Democrats are ruling the House and the Senate with a 50-50 tie. But Vice President Kamala Harris is the tiebreaker. He highlighted the Democrats' crisis at the border and their ridiculous spending bill. Boyle explained this is what happens when you're under one-party control. Schmidt, agreeing with Boyle, said, "We are now seeing the true dangers of one-party control of Washington. Here in New York have seen that over the last few years. The state has fallen under total Democrat control, with the governor and the legislative majorities being unchecked. He has been seeing some of the disastrous impacts one-party control has had in New York within the Hudson Valley." And he added, probably one of the most concerning items for residents in the Hudson Valley was the one when he had one-party control come to Albany. One of the first things they did was get rid of cash bail. Since New York got rid of cash bail, it has caused a massive release of criminals onto the streets. And Schmidt said, Sean Patrick Maloney has run as one of the most outspoken supports of ending cash bail in New York. Due to his mistakes, New York is now seeing an uptick in violence, an uptick in drugs. We now are seeing people sadly have been killed. Women have been assaulted, all from the elimination of cash bail in New York. Now we've been suffering under one-party control, but no need to compromise as you mentioned. No need to have to work together to say, to go away from the inclinations to do the most extreme thing. We've lost that here in New York and now we lost that in Washington, D.C. And we have somebody in leadership whose job is to divide this country for political gain to continue this. Totally unchecked one-country control is a representative here in the Hudson Valley. Who, as you mentioned, disastrous legislation. Is proposed disastrous legislation that has been passed, the Republicans said. Talking about the border crisis, Schmidt called it unimaginable. He said, I've personally been to our southern border. I've met with local and federal law enforcement. I even met at a detaining, a humanitarian center for recently released detainees who had illegally crossed. I even met with individuals who are there. And all of them collectively in their own way said that state and federal policy has a direct impact being a pull factor or a magnet for more illegal immigration. The cartels, he said, exploit more families, men, women, and children because no one's crossing that southern border if they do not interface with the cartel. And now we see the Biden and congressional Democrats plan to provide 11 million illegal immigrants with amnesty and then eventually citizenship. Dealing with the one-party rule in New York, he mentioned how disastrous it can be. Recently, the Democrats passed a disastrous budget where Governor Andrew Cuomo and Albany Democrats rammed through $15,600 in free taxpayer cash for each illegal immigrant, including over $2.1 billion. Like Boyle mentioned, these are the types of things that exacerbate the humanitarian crisis and the national security crisis at our border. This is one of the many reasons order needs to be restored, and including trying to restore some resemblance of check and balances by flipping the House majority by beating Sean Patrick Maloney. Restoring some sanity to D.C., we're going to continue to see a border crisis that is going to compound and compound and compound, and we're going to see frivolous spending. Schmidt said one of the only ways to put the checks and balances back on the Democrats in D.C. would be to flip the seat he is running and defeating Maloney. Beating Maloney would help flip the majority back to the Republicans. Boyle said the House Republicans on the Budget Committee want to investigate into the New York bill, which is giving money to illegal immigrants. Boyle said America has spent trillions of dollars to help Americans in trouble due to coronavirus, but there has been some fraud and abuse. Boyle mentioned that voting for any Republican in the midterms is a vote for a subpoena into finding out what this money is being spent on, since the Biden administration has refused to release any documentation. Well, the kicker to all of this is that in the budget, there's specific language that would protect any information that is received, Schmidt mentioned, which would include all of the checks that are going to the people that are here illegally. Schmidt said the Democrats have directly acknowledged that, you know, federal crimes could be discovered because of this, whether it be by the employers or by individuals or both, as he explained. Schmidt added, the legislation explicitly prohibits the federal government and the state at cooperating with the federal government to give any information or provide any documentation. As this program is rolled out, so the legislation in the budget explicitly states that. Schmidt believes it can go even further than it did in New York. Mentioning the New York Post and Reuters mentions the Biden administration and congressional Democrats are even looking at possible legislation to send money to the Central Americans to not come to the U.S., which is money from the American taxpayers, as he explained. Clearly, with unchecked one-party control, you're having these astonishingly terrible ideas that are being advanced and wasting our taxpayers' money. New York taxpayers' money, U.S. taxpayers' money. He said, literally taking the money out of our wallets to give $15,600 checks to illegal immigrants in New York, and now a proposal to send our money out of our own wallets to send to Central American nations to hang out to citizens hoping they might come here. This is just lunacy, he said, not actual policies that would help. These ideas are unacceptable, and the only way to prevent them and the laundry list of the Democrats' ideas are to flip the vulnerable seats like Maloney and win back the House for the Republicans, which would ultimately put a check on the Democrats. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.